This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the USA. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Now, we've had a raft of data today. Interested to hear how have markets responded to the numbers that have come in?
Yes. So this morning we had the producer price index number and retail sales numbers come out from the United States. And this is a little bit backwards looking as we are still kind of undoing all of the effects of the government shutdown. That being said, we had the September data come out for retail sales, which came in actually softer than expected. So consumer spending, which by the way, largely was anticipated to be a little bit slow. People have kind of anticipated that the Fed's need to cut interest rates and then the slowing jobs market may also have to do with the consumer not just being as solid, as strong as it, you know, perhaps was a few years back. Retail sales numbers came in soft. The month-over-month reading came in at 0.2% compared to the forecasted 0.4%. So still growing, but at a more modest pace. Core retail sales specifically came in line with expectations, 0.3% month over month. And so, you know, just a bit of a soft consumer spending report here. If we also turn to inflation, which of course is all the rave right now as the Fed gauges this slowing economic data versus the inflationary stickiness, we still do have sticky inflation. However, the month-over-month core PPI actually looked okay, came in lower than forecast at just 0.1% growth month-over-month compared to the 0.2% forecast. And the producer price index, the headline, came in line with expectations at 0.3%. So we have this stickiness where inflation is still problematic, not necessarily critical like perhaps it was a couple years back when the Fed was very, very focused, fixated on getting inflation at bay. But still sticky nonetheless. And this question now becomes, you know, with sticky inflation and the producer price index, which is, of course, up the food chain, you're talking about, you know, wholesale prices before it gets to the consumer. The question is, can businesses pass on those prices to a consumer that seems to be slowing and less employed than previously anticipated? So, you know, it's an interesting time. I think that it definitely adds more solid ground for the Fed to potentially cut rates in December. That has been sort of the moving target in recent months, is whether or not the Fed is going to cut rates. However, with today's probability shooting up to around 83%, the Fed is expected now, it seems, to cut in December. Kind of interesting how this has played out. A few months ago, we went from being very confident that we were going to cut interest rates in December by a quarter point, 25 basis points. However, we then saw a significant back off of that. We heard, you know, a hawkish Jerome Powell during his press conference, and the drops, the probabilities dropped down to a low of like 25% or so. Now coming back in to around 85% chance of a cut in December 10th's upcoming meeting. The market is celebrating that. People, you know, a rate cut is by many perceived as necessary. You have a slowing labor market that is pretty obvious, you know, not necessarily crashing, but there were some comments actually this morning that I think were very much worth discussing from the San Francisco Fed president, Daly, and she actually had something very interesting to say. She sort of tilted in the direction of being more on the dovish camp. But we know this is very, you know, back and forth. The reason these probabilities are jumping so much is because it's coming down to bias and perception of Fed officials, and specifically having Fed officials like we have from the New York Fed president, Williams, and then, of course, the San Francisco Fed president now coming in with these dovish commentary points. It seems to be swaying the probabilities and swaying perhaps the committee, Fed committee, who votes on these decisions to cut interest rates. So that seems to be where we're headed, at least for now. The market liked those comments on last week and this week today from the San Francisco Fed president. So having these more dovish takes come into the mix is certainly swaying probabilities, it seems, at least in the FedWatch tool that I looked at here shortly before recording this episode. She made some points, though, that I thought were really interesting, and personally, I sort of agree with, which is basically the Fed is dealing with stickiness inflation as well as a solid deterioration in the labor market. And you have to sort of ask, as the Fed official, you're saying, okay, well, which one is worse? Which one's harder to deal with? Some stickiness and inflation, or a labor market that is on the cusp of decelerating significantly? And I think that she pointed out that she thinks the bigger risk is, of course, the jobs market, as several Fed officials seem to be leaning towards. And this makes logical sense if you, in my personal view, if you think about this and you say, okay, well, if the Fed's dealing with some inflation, inflation can be dealt with, but a labor market that truly turns downwards is very hard to reverse course. It's very difficult. Like employment data or unemployment rate specifically, when it starts accelerating or spiking in the upwards direction, it can be tricky to get the basically the cat back in the box basically thing, right? So you're talking about labor market materially worsening. If that explodes and gets out of the box, it's hard to get the genie back in the bottle. That's the other the expression I was going for. But I think that that is reflective of the Fed's situation. I think that they are going to lean more towards the labor market and the weakening consumer as the base case for cutting interest rates. And I think the market likes that. You also have the dollar index moving lower here today in response to some of those commentary points, as well as, of course, yields here today, moving modestly lower on the 10-year yield, seeming to come in line with this idea that rate cuts are on the way, at least for now. That seems to be the base case in this market. We also have crypto here, if I can just comment on that. We've talked about Bitcoin a little recently on the podcast. Bitcoin has really cratered here in the last several months, actually from the highs of October 6th. I'm looking at Bitcoin here. We did see at one point down 36% in the price of Bitcoin. We've rebounded a little bit here, same with the stock market from its recent lows. We've seen a little bit of a appetite for risk coming back in, largely, I would argue, off of the idea that Fed rate cuts may still be coming down the pipeline. I think risk assets have obviously liked that, but interesting to see that crypto has not had that same love, at least right now. You've seen a little bit of a resurgence from those lows, but still not nearly the kind of relative move. Not necessarily in percentage form, as crypto is much more volatile, but at least from just pulling up a chart of Bitcoin versus NASDAQ, you can really see NASDAQ has had a nice bounce and Bitcoin has a very modest one in comparison. Precious metals continue to overall be very strong here this year. We saw a bounce higher in gold, obviously in response to the rate cut probabilities. However, there is some trickiness here with the precious metals, as we now have U.S. officials saying that Ukrainian delegation has agreed with the U.S. on terms of a potential peace deal with Russia. And so this takes out a little bit of the uncertainty, the geopolitical risk that perhaps elevates prices of gold and U.S. oil, or just oil in general, right? Of course, Russia, a major exporter of energy. So I thought that was also worth mentioning here today, is you have gold a little bit soft today, but not making too much of a move either direction. Oil, however, down 2.75%. This is largely also perceived as a positive thing for markets in terms of, you know, geopolitical risk, as well as lower oil prices could potentially help to continue to soothe the inflation story. And perhaps, you know, if oil prices remain muted for a while, inflation may actually be able to be gotten back in the bottle, if you will, from the genie perspective I mentioned earlier.
Very interesting, Nick. Of course, we are going to speak tomorrow. A big moment here on this side of the Atlantic with the Chancellor of the Exchequer's autumn budget, the much trailed budget, and all the repercussions for the markets and otherwise of that. And also, we're going to get some unemployment figures from you as well.
Yes, indeed. And unemployment claims should drop tomorrow morning, which will be interesting to get some fresh labor market statistics.
Excellent stuff. Speak to you then.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.